Title: Arrange Jungle Hoover Stab for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's take that classic Jungle Hoover Stab, that big raw chord hit, and make it actually behave in a modern drum and bass mix. Not just louder, not just wider, we're going to arrange it like jungle, then mix it so it punches through breaks and sub, while giving that VHS rave flavor. Gritty, slightly wobbly, a little glued, and alive. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already have drums, a sub or reese, and a Hoover stab sound you like. Our goal is to make the stab feel like part of the groove, like it belongs in the record, not pasted on top. Let's start with a mindset shift that changes everything. Treat the Hoover like featured percussion, not like a pad. In jungle and DNB, the stab is rhythmic punctuation. If it sustains too long, you'll spend the entire mix fighting reverb tails, mid-range masking, and snare smear. So we're going to win the arrangement first, then the mix gets easier. Step 0. Prep the stab so it's mix ready. If your Hoover is still MIDI, do yourself a favor and commit it to auto, freeze and flatten, or resample it. Jungle Workflow loves audio because you can edit it fast. You can do micro mutes, reverse hits, little fades, and it starts to feel like the old sampler approach. Once it's audio, open the clip and enable warp. Set the warp mode to beats for a tight hit. Transient loop off. Preserve at 1/16th to start, and if it gets clicky, bump that to 1/8th. Now gain stage the clip. Before any processing, aim for the stab channel peaking around -12 to -6 dB. You're buying headroom for saturation and glue later. If you start too hot, every character device becomes unpredictable, and you end up chasing harsh spikes. Now the fun part, arrangement first. Because if the placement is wrong, no amount of EQ will make it feel like jungle. At 170 to 175 BPM, jungle stabs often answer the snare. Think call and response with the backbeat. So instead of looping a stab every beat like a rave loop, you're going to leave air, let the break talk, then the stab replies. Here's a practical one-bar starting pattern you can try right now. Put a stab slightly after beat 2, and another to pick up the turnaround near beat 4. In Ableton terms, that could be around 1.2.3 and 1.4.2. Don't obsess over the exact grid number, obsess over the feeling. Does it react to the snare, and does it push you into the next bar? Now, every second bar, change one of those hits. Move it slightly, swap it to a different offbeat, or pitch one hit up 3 or 5 semitones for that classic rave lift. The big mistake is making every bar identical. Jungle breathes in 2-bar and 4-bar phrases. Tease, hit, space, variation. If your breaks have swing or looseness, consider using groove pool. Pick something MPC-ish or a break groove. Keep it subtle, like 15 to 30%. The goal is not trunk timing. The goal is that the stab locks like it came from the same world as the break. Cool. Now that it's placed like jungle, we make it sit in the mix. First device, EQ8. We're going to get the stab out of the sub's way. High pass it, usually somewhere between 120 and 188Z, 24 dB per octave. Let the sub own 30 to 90. A Hoover stab with real low end is just a blur generator. Then check the low mids. A gentle dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a moderate Q, is often the difference between big and boxy. After that, listen for harsh bite. If it's plastic or abrasive, tame somewhere in that 2.5 to 4.5 kHz zone. And if it needs a little shine, add a tiny shelf above 9 to 12 K, but only if the hats aren't already dominating that space. Do this while the break and bass are playing. Keep toggling EQ on and off. You're not making it pretty solo. You're making it placeable in context. Now we build the VHS rave color. Saturation plus subtle instability. Drop a saturator after EQ8. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And level match. Really level match. If you don't, you'll think it got better just because it got louder. And that's how people accidentally overcook their stabs. Here's a coaching trick that gives you nicer saturation behavior. Put a utility before saturator and pull the gain down about 6 dB. Then push the saturator harder. Then put another utility after it and match the loudness back. This tends to give richer harmonics with fewer ugly spikes, because you're controlling what hits the saturator. Now for the wobble. VHS vibe is not obvious chorus on everything. It's that subtle movement that makes it feel recorded to something imperfect. Option 1. Cleaner. Chorus ensemble. Chorus mode, rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, so it moves slowly. Amount may be 10 to 25%. Width 120 to 160. Mix 10 to 25. You should feel it more than hear it. Option 2. Dirtier. A micro delay smear. Put delay in time mode, not sync. Set left around 14 to 22 milliseconds, right around 18 to 30 milliseconds. Feedback basically off, like 0 to 5%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Dry wet 6 to 12%. This gives you a warbly stereo blur that reads as tape without turning into an echo. Next, we shape the stab so it punches and gets out of the way. If you have Live 12, Shaper is great here. Think like an editor, not like a compressor. Give the very front of the stab a tiny bump if it needs impact, then drop the tail quicker so it doesn't mask ghost notes and snare detail. If you prefer compression, use glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. Don't use makeup gain to win. Level match manually. Now space. Rave stabs want space. Jungle breaks do not want soup. So we do controlled reverb. You can insert a small reverb or better, use a return. If you insert it, start with size around 20 to 35%. Decay 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the stab punches first. Then filter it, low cut around 250 to 450 Hz, high cut around 6 to 9K, dry wet 8 to 18%. But honestly, the classic jungle way is returns. So let's set that up. Make return A, call it reverb. Put reverb on it, decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Low cut 350 Hz, high cut 7 to 9K. Then put EQ 8 after it and notch any ringing frequency that builds up. Make return B, call it dub delay. Use delay in sync. Try 1/8, 1/4, or dotted 1/8 for a skunkier feel. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass 250 Hz, low pass 4 to 7K. And put a saturator after the delay with a little drive, like 1 to 3 dB, to make repeat sit like old hardware. Now the discipline. Don't send everything all the time. Send selectively at phrase ends, fills, and DJ moments. That's where the VHS rave energy really shows up. Next, sidechain. This is non-negotiable if you want the snare to stay king. On the stab track, add a glue compressor near the end of the chain and enable sidechain. Feed it from the snare, or from a drum key track that contains kick and snare. Attack fast. Like 0.3 to 1 millisecond, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 if you want it more obvious. Set threshold so you get 2 to 5 dB of duck when the snare hits. The stab should feel like it steps back and then returns. Now, if you want a cleaner result where the stab stays present but the snare crack stays sharp, do a snare-specific notch duck with dynamic EQ. In EQ 8, pick a band around where your snare crack lives, often 1.5 to 3.5 kHz. Enable dynamic on that band, sidechain it from the snare, range minus 2 to minus 5 dB. Fast attack, release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Now you're ducking the conflict, not the whole stab. Another advanced move that's super jungle. Reverse bump the reverb, not the dry stab. Put a compressor on the reverb return, sidechain it from the snare, and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. The dry stab stays stable, but the space gets out of the way on the backbeat. That's how you keep the vibe without washing the groove. Now stereo management. Hoovers love width. Clubs love mono stability. We need both. Put utility near the end. Use bass mono around 150 to 250 Hz. Then set width around 110 to 150%. Keep it exciting, not facey. Then do a reality check. Put a utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. If your stab disappears, you're relying on phase tricks instead of mid-range shape. Reduce width, reduce the chorus mix, or keep the main hit more centered and push the response hits wider using return sends rather than hard panning. Now we turn a static stab into a section driving hook. Automation. Put an auto filter on the stab group. Over an 8 to 16 bar build, sweep a low pass from about 2K up to 12K, then snap it open at the drop. That open on bar 1 feels like a DJ slamming the channel fader. Automate reverb and delay sends at the end of phrases. Last eighth note or last quarter note of a two-bar phrase is perfect. Then hard cut the return on the next downbeat, either by automation or by that sidechained return ducking. That space slams shut and the groove hits harder. Also, sprinkle pitch moves. Once in a while, pitch a stab down 2 to 5 semitones for menace, or pitch one answer hit up 3 or 5 semitones for lift. And if you want instability without going out of tune, Automate chorus amount or micro delay dry wet slowly over 8 to 16 bars. You'll feel drift without the chord sounding wrong. Let's talk phrasing for a 16 bar drop, because this is where people either sound like jungle or like they found a rave sample and spammed it. Bars 1 to 4, sparse. Call and response. Let the break breathe. Bars 5 to 8. Add an extra answer hit every second bar, and maybe a touch more width. Bars 9 to 12. Pull energy back. Close the filter a bit, reduce reverb throws. Create tension. Bars 13 to 16. Biggest pattern. Then do a quick mute for a snare fill or break edit. That contrast is the payoff. Now one of the most VHS rave habits you can build. Resample. Once you like the chain and the movement, print 8 bars of the stab with effects to a new audio track. Then edit it like auto. Micromutes, fades to shorten tails, reverse one hit, maybe even create a tape stop moment, resample one hit, warp it, automate transpose down quickly and fade it out. Drop that once per 16 or 32 bars and it becomes your signature. Quick practice drill you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Set your project to 174 BPM. Take one Hoover stab audio clip and build a 16 bar loop with breaks and sub. Arrange it like this. First 4 bars. 2 hits per bar, simple. Bars 5 to 8. Add one extra hit every second bar. Bars 9 to 12. Remove one hit and add a delay throw at phrase ends. Bars 13 to 16. Bring back the full pattern and open the filter.